It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Fesco and Dusty. There's times in your life where you just take a back seat, and I think this is one of those times in my life where I do that.
I think I'm going to do the same thing as well, because I have no idea what's going to happen in this segment. Marlins man, Lawrence Levy, in studio with us, and it's obviously a big moment when Marlins man, you're good, you're on the air. Just put that microphone right in front of your face. I know it's been a long time since you've been in here, but you're not shy of a microphone over there, Mr. Levy. So first of all, I just want to say it really is good to see you, because you've been going through hell with your health, man. I mean, it's been a battle, and you kind of been texting me and everything that's been going on over these last, I don't know, 3 weeks, 3 months, however long it's been. But you've been going through hell. Just to see you here in Kansas City, I think, is a blessing that, you know, you're out of the hospital.
Yeah, actually, Bob, you're right. I had planned to come here a lot more. Since COVID, I was here a lot, as you know, in 14, 15, 16, up to 19.
Yeah.
And I loved it here, became my second home. And as you know, I went to dinner with you. I planned to move here.
Right.
And surprise everybody. And then COVID happened. We actually went and looked at locations. I went to other cities. I went all around Kansas to see if they needed a workers' comp lawyer. And I felt nobody was advertising for workers' comp. And I even talked to you about that. And I said, how come nobody's out there like trying to advertise workers' comp? And now when I drive around, I see those signs everywhere for the Edelman and Thompson. They're like, what they're doing is what you and I talked about years ago. Well, then COVID shut me down. And I had really planned to come here a lot this year. And unfortunately, after a Sunday night baseball game, I stepped on a water bottle and broke my foot and my knee, which put me in a wheelchair.
You know a lawyer that can sue somebody for that?
Except it was my own negligence. Oh. And I didn't have a deep pocket defendant. It was my fault.
Yeah.
So I actually plan to come here today, talk about the Royals and how much I love Kansas City and how I went to the fire stations at 10 and 17 yesterday to visit the people. Because you remember when Ligio and Mesh died?
Yep.
We had fundraisers. We sold the hats. We made $70,000 for each family, I think, selling the hats. But I sat at the game last night, and I watched what happened in New York when that play when the former Marlin Jazz Chisholm was called safe, and he was out by like 3 inches on. I said, this is terrible. People think that baseball wants certain teams in the playoffs. And that's a fallacy, guys. I'm going to tell you why. Baseball, and I had dinner last night. I was actually sitting with George Brett, and I explained it to him too. They don't care who wins. They sell a product to a network. The network's bid on it. They get a set price, like $150 million for this series. Whether it's four games or seven games, they get the same money. Mm-hmm. It's the networks that want the Yankees and the Dodgers.
No question.
Not baseball. So yesterday I started noticing in the game, man, there's a lot of balls called on the Royals that are strikes. And I kept seeing this over and over and over again. And I made some notes. Number one, you people in Kansas City are too nice. If Philadelphia or New York got the abuse last night that you were getting, the fans would have been screaming obscenities at the umpires. Mm-hmm. And I sat around seeing all these nice, polite Kansas City people taking the beating. Okay? So we're going to play a little game. You're going to be Judge Fesco.
All right.
And I'm going to be the lawyer. Okay? I want you to open up ESPN.com.
All right.
I want you to go to the game last night and go to play-by-play.
Okay.
And I'm going to prove to you my point. Okay?
All right.
And I've already pulled it up on my phone, but I know you can't see this.
All right.
And I know your drivers can't see it, so I'll explain it by words. Okay? Now, if you go, for example, on ESPN.com play-by-play, when you hit to a certain place, a certain bat, it shows you on the right by the computer whether it's balls or strikes.
Right.
I want you to look at a fourth inning. Let's just look at the fourth inning for a second.
Fourth inning. Top of the fourth or bottom of the fourth?
Let's go to Soto.
Soto walking.
Yeah. Tell me how many balls he had. Four. Right?
Yeah.
How many of those were strikes in the computer?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
Every single one of those was a strike.
Yeah. Every single one was in the box.
Okay. This is not me making it up.
Right.
Okay. This is proof, Your Honor. Proof.
Right.
That my client's being abused by the umpires.
Right.
You're not playing the Yankees.
Right.
Here's the sentence for today. You're playing the umpires.
No question.
Marlins man is going public and saying, I'm going to prove it to you. What? What are you talking about? Here we go, Kansas City. First pitch, strike. What did he call?
Which inning are we in? The first inning?
It's the whole game.
All right.
I just happened to pick that one to show you that when Stanton got his double and knocked in a run, he should have had a double with nobody on. Okay? So let's look right here. Ball. It's a strike. Ball. It's a strike. Ball. It's a strike. He should have been out. What does he do? He gets another one. All four pitches. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now let's go to the next batter. What do you see? You see two balls. But wait a minute. They're all strikes in the corners.
Yeah.
That's six balls called on the Royals that were six strikes. Now, from where I'm sitting, Bob, we see that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on here? Is this a fix?
Well, we were out in left field thinking the exact same thing. And we're far away, so you think everything's a strike. That's what I'm saying. So if we're seeing that out in left field, they all look like strikes. You're sitting behind home plate. The screen is telling us that they're strikes.
Now,
look, you're in on the script as much as I am on this. Okay, I told you, you can't play the umpires.
Wait, let's go to the next batter. Jazz Chisholm, right? Now, he grounds out. But what do you see? One ball. So that means in three batters with about, 12 pitches, they've thrown one ball, okay? And this happened the whole game. You can pick any batter. Here's another one, okay? Let's go to, top of the fifth.
Okay.
Now, top of the fifth, we got to give him credit. When Volpe singled the center, those were balls, right?
Okay.
But let's look at Cabrera's walk. Four balls in a row.
All strikes.
That's right.
Yeah, there's one ball. There's one ball.
Okay. So it should be, well, what do you see with three strikes? He's out.
He's out.
But he got a walk. So that means in five batters, I've seen like three strikes. But there were balls. And it got even worse at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to the end of the game, I was sitting there like, I know it's not a fix, but I'm going to make this statement right now. And I've never said this in my life. And you guys know I go everywhere and I go to thousands of games in my life. You win that game last night with a better umpire.
Mm.
I've never said that in my life.
Mm-hmm. So we can blame the refs.
Okay. And I have season tickets to the Yankees. I like the Yankees. You've seen me there.
Right.
I want fair, close games. You should have won that game last night 2-1. If you look, Stanton hit his home run.
Right.
Okay. But if you look at the other runs that were scored and you look at the, like I just did, Your Honor, you're going to see that you're not playing the Yankees. You're playing the umpires.
Well, and that's what we've kind of said going into this series with the Royals.
No, but I'm proving it to you, Your Honor.
No, I know. No,
this
you
is
are.
Not me saying,
you are.
Oh, I'm a Royal. I'm going to show you something else.
But we said going into the series, if you play the umpires, you're going to lose this series.
Okay, now here's
something
else.
So you've got to take the umpire out of the equation.
I want you to describe what I'm going to do. Okay? What am I wearing right now?
Marlins orange, Marlins visor.
Correct.
Yeah.
Except you got one problem.
Uh-oh.
I'm like Superman.
Oh, you got a Royals orange jersey
on it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
Like that.
Yeah.
This is not something I made.
Flip the cameras.
This is not something I made. This is an official minor league Royals jersey. A couple of years ago, I was here, Royals game. I see it. I go, what is that? Guy said, the mascot, they had a special day. They had an orange jersey. I go, where do you get this? He goes, you only gave them out that day. So I had my office.
His mic went off.
There he is. He's back.
Okay. So I had my office staff buy every one of them. So I have like nine of them.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to wear this tonight. I'm going to wear an orange Royals jersey. I'm going to hear so much crap from people in New York, but you know what? I just want a fair game.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm telling you, with a different umpire, you win last night 2-1. And I have never, ever, ever, ever said this in my life, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I sat there and I watched the abuse. And the other thing is, I want Kansas City fans, if they see it, to let the umpires hear it. Kansas City should no longer take the beating.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. Don't be rude and vulgar like Philadelphia and Yankees. Mm-hmm. Be more like the Mets fans or the Dodgers fans, but let them hear it.
Let them hear
because
it.
Because it was in the last three innings, it was abuse. I mean, there were so many times that a low and away strike.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was called a ball, and the fans were all going, okay?
Master P in the crowd.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And I'm going to tell you that you can look, for Kansas City fans, if you have a chance, do what I said. Go to ESPN.com, go to the game, and go to play-by-play, and pick a particular at-bat. And look how many green balls are in the strike zone the entire game. It's abuse. Okay.
The guy's name is Lance Barrett.
Lance Barrett is the umpire. So who's umpiring tonight would be whoever was at first base moves to home, I believe. So
it's not Angel Hernandez, right?
No, tonight it'll be the crew chief behind the plate, Mark Carlson.
I don't know. Yeah. So we'll see if he gets this thing right. But you let the umpires have an impact on that. And they are going to affect the game because it's better for the networks if the Yankees move on. We've said that.
Yeah. I'm so happy you said that.
Yeah, it is.
Too many
is.
Times people say it's better for baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball doesn't care.
No, what's actually good for baseball would be the Padres and Royals in the World Series. For baseball.
Okay, we actually, at dinner last night, I said to them, because I know everybody in the networks too, and I said, I know like the vice president of ESPN and stuff, they hope they would pray for like Yankees, Dodgers.
Yeah.
That's their dream matchup. Because
yep. I've actually been told by somebody in the networks that's what they want.
They also told me, which I never knew, that in the industry, they want every series to go at least five games. Five is their break-even number.
Right.
So the advertising revenue for a four-game sweep would be devastating to them.
Right.
Okay. A five-game is break-even. Six and seven, they make money. Baseball gets the same money, whether it's four games or seven.
Right.
It's the networks who will make or lose money.
That's right. Another thing that's interesting. Very big for the networks.
When was the last time? This is a trick question. Actually, you might know. I'm going to ask you. When's the last time there was a sweep in the World Series? I know because I was there.
I don't know. Off the top of my head,
I'm going to say.
Was it Yankees Padres?
No. Last time a sweep in the World Series.
Yankees Mets?
Nope.
No. Marlins and somebody?
I'll give you a clue. Since I started being a Marlins man in 12, it'd have to be 12 or sooner.
Okay, so the Giants won in 12.
Correct.
Yeah.
Who did they beat? Huge favorite. Who did they beat?
In 2012.
Giants were a huge underdog.
I don't know who they
beat. The other team had, like, Scherzer and
Philadelphia?
Detroit. No. Yes.
Detroit.
Tigers.
Yeah.
Tigers were a huge favorite. Bullpen, everybody used to 100 miles an hour. They go to San Francisco, and Panda hits three home runs, okay? Mm-hmm. And that was the last time it was a sweep. That was the last time the networks lost money because it was Giants-Tigers.
Right.
Now, we talked last night. The network's nightmare is Padres-Royals.
Oh, no question.
Okay?
But it would be the greatest series for baseball.
For baseball.
Great players in both organizations, future superstars in organizations, and fan bases that are off the chain passionate about their team.
Yeah, but the difference in the teams is the Padres spent a ton of money on superstars, a few of them. And the Royals, like the Marlins, had a new owner, blew up the teams the same year. The Royals are now a balanced team from top to bottom without a name superstar with a huge monster contract.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, the monster contract team is the Yankees, Dodgers, of course, and the Padres.
Yep.
Okay? So you have the Tigers probably going to go in, and you all know I hate Cleveland, so I want Cleveland out. So you're probably going to have, I hope, Royals, Tigers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other side, you're probably going to have, well, I don't know. It could be anybody, actually.
Yeah.
It's going to be Mets.
Yeah.
So at least they have one network, one big, they're going to have Mets in there. And the networks are probably hoping for the Dodgers, you know? But I'm telling you, when I was driving over here today, and I knew I was going to come talk to you yesterday, my whole attitude changed from what I was going to talk about to I said, I'm going to go in there with Judge Fesco, and I'm going to tell him that I want a ruling on what do you think we should do to stop the abuse against the Royals.
Yeah, got to boo the hell out of the umpires tonight.
Yep. And you got to let them hear about it because other teams do.
Yep.
But I noticed when you guys were getting the abuse, the fans all go, ugh. Nobody's letting them hear. But don't be vulgar.
Yeah.
Okay, don't be rude. But I'm telling you, I have proven to you objectively, not subjectively, by tests, that if you fans go and look at the game, look at the Yankees at bats, look at the play-by-play, and look how literally probably 60% or more of the called balls in the game were strikes. And how do you know that? A ball is green, the strike is red. And look at the green in the strike zone, four pitches in a row, not one or two, constantly the entire night. I just picked one inning to show you because I'm only here for a few minutes, of course.
Right, yeah.
I went through last night and looked at the whole thing. And I'm like, wow.
Crazy.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.